today. Let's talk back to school with Superintendent Jeff Beal joins us from Jackson Public Schools. John Waldron, community partner, president of County National Bank. John, good morning.
Good morning.
We had a chance to tour the brand new pool on Friday. We'll get to that in a second. But Jeff, let's get the business out of the way here. What are the protocols as you guys go back?
Well, you know, it's going to be warm, so my best advice to everybody is drink lots of fluids. No, we are still a mask optional district. Much like the CDC or the Jackson County Health Department or even the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, you know, where they strongly recommend masks, we strongly recommend masks for all indoor activities, but we are not mandating or requiring them at this time. And that really comes out of a conversation we had a week ago with the Jackson County Health Department, where they were not ready at this time, given our numbers, to require masks. I think I talked to folks about where they were at the hospital, and I think on the day that I checked, they were 18 in the hospital. We were not, you know, at a critical point down there. But all 18 of those folks, everybody, were non-vaccinated. So big key here is, I'm still a big proponent. The best way to defend and protect yourself and those that you care about is please get a vaccination.
But everybody's not going to do that, obviously.
No, I'd still encourage it. Obviously we'll be tracking our numbers much like we were a year ago. So we'll be posting those up on the website. We are, I didn't hesitate last year to quarantine an individual or a classroom, even a school at that point if needed. But some of the things are different this year than they were a year ago.
Yeah.
We don't have kind of the guidance. It seemed easier a year ago. A year ago at this time, we had the governor's return to learn plan, and then by the end of August, we had the legislature had written in the extended COVID learning plans, and so we all had kind of this blueprint to follow, written by law. And this year, we don't have any of those waivers. We don't have any of those forgivenesses that we would cover under the law. So we are all kind of fending for ourselves, if you will, and working to do the best we can. But I will tell you, all of the superintendents of Jackson County are committed to keeping our community safe, and in that we are working closely with Jackson County Health Department and then also the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
It looks like it's not going to be a uniform policy. Every district's going to make their own decisions here?
No, I think you're going to see all of us, candidly, all of us are going to move in lockstep.
In Jackson County or?
No, in Jackson County for sure.
Okay.
I can't speak for other counties across. I know I think I saw Kalamazoo County and maybe Allegan County had put in a mask mandate.
Grand Rapids did.
K-6. And again, that's their health department had come out and said we would like that. And again, I'm not, I don't know the numbers in their neighborhoods. I don't know the numbers in their health systems. I can only speak to where the Jackson County Health Department shared with us. Without a doubt, we're keeping an eye on it on a daily basis.
What about buses?
Buses are one, though. Public transportation is one of those. It's a semantics kind of thing. But the CDC strongly recommends masks in all settings, but they require, that change of word there, recommend to require masks on all public transportation, including school buses. So on all of our school buses, and that's countywide, again, all school buses are required to have masks.
I guess the one issue is going to be the sporting events. How
right now?
How those are run?
Yeah, right now we're still a mask optional. At our athletic events, we're hoping to keep our kids healthy. We're still encouraging them to wash their hands and social distance where they can. We are cleaning in the buildings as best we can, so you'll see those heightened protocols still in place. And then over the summer, we swapped out. We purchased the higher grade air filters. We wanted to be able to filter out at a smaller degree or smaller particulate to be able to provide for a better air quality within the buildings.
Well, some amazing additions coming to the high school.
Well, not just the high school, but without a doubt, if you had a chance to get in there and see the pool, and my understanding is we got our final sign-offs on that last week. And so the kids are swimming. Our girls' swim team should be in there practicing this afternoon. Ultimately, once we get kind of moving along, we'll be partnering with Kelly Hoover down at the Jackson Parks and Rec Department, and they'll be doing some swim lessons potentially in there, some lap swim in there, and some aerobics in there. So there'll be lots of activities for the community in that pool, too. And then hopefully next summer we can open it up kind of public-wise, just like you might see Nixon Park or something, where someone could come down and swim for a couple hours and then rotate in another group.
John Waldron's a big swimming fan, and he has partnered with you from County National Bank. Of course, that's been a long partnership.
We've had a great relationship with County National, and I can't say thank you enough to John and that whole organization. We the scoreboard that they helped to donate down there is gorgeous. I think you're going to see give us some ability to do some really, really cool things within that setting.
Yeah, it's more than a scoreboard, I guess.
Yeah, that's a training facility. So there are cameras all over the pool. Yep. They'll cameras along the lanes so that our coaches and swimmers can get out of the pool. They can review their lap. They can see their turn. They can see their breaths. They can see their strokes. Same thing with the diving, and then ultimately, you can see some photo finish replays up on the board. There's some really, really cool stuff coming. But the idea is we want to create a second to none facility.
John, you dragged me through there Friday. What do you think? Share your thoughts.
I remember back to the last one, Brad Clark and Jamie Grace tried to run the scoreboard, and they're like mad scientists trying to keep this thing working. But it's awesome. The whole facility's awesome, and I'm glad we could help with the scoreboard and sponsor that and throw a little money at it. And we supported a lot of the schools in town, and mm-hmm. This one was a no-brainer for us. Great facility, and
what impressed you about it, Jim?
Oh my word! I've seen a lot of pools,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's bright. There's light coming in. Seating is good. And they run instead of equipment the size of this room scattered all over. It's an iPad. It's an iPad, and they can do whatever. I think you can even watch movies on that screen if you wanted to. But it's just, everything is just top-notch and significantly better than we had and they had, and on par or better than the entire conference and, I'd say, a lot of schools in the state.
Yeah, it's going to be truly a premier facility. The pool is 8 speed lanes wide, which means that their wider lanes are a 9-foot wide lane. But we also opens up the ability, because it's a true 25 across, you can actually do 14 lanes back and forth, so we can practice and get more kids in the lanes practicing. And then, obviously, for our meets, we've got a lot of space in there. It should be a very, very fast pool.
How's it going to work as a community pool, Joe?
Same conversation. So our goal is to get with Parks and Recreation. I know that they are already scheduling some aerobics and lap swim in there. I know that they were unable to run, their swim lessons over at Parkside all summer long. But I think you're going to see that come into play here. So a lot of this works with Kelly Hoover and that crew, where they'll open it up, like I said, for a couple hours. You come in, you pay a couple dollars to help feed the lifeguards and enjoy yourself, and then we'll rotate in another group. That's really our goal. I think right now it's a competition pool, and it's hard to find time in the pool with all the swim teams that are in there, but once we get a little bit into the season and we're able to kind of see our schedule better, I am without a doubt certain that you're going to see us be able to open that up for our community. That was our goal from the beginning. I'm over the top. I can't say thank you enough to County National, because every little penny helps. And so for them to be able to donate the scoreboard, it wasn't that we were going to have a scoreboard, but them donating a scoreboard allows us to do extra things in other areas. And mm-hmm. So it really, really makes a huge difference for JPS.
And you're likely to really attract more athletes.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think right now we're the only game in town, and we do partner. Obviously, Lumen Christi swims with us. Western swims with us. So there's a couple of schools that do swim with JPS. Otherwise, we're the only game in town as far as the swim team is concerned. But our swim team is huge, and it continues to grow. It's a great sport, and we're seeing a lot more kids participate.
And you'll be able to host, obviously, some major events.
That's the goal. Our goal is to be able to host, county or we'll be able to host meets for our league. So we're looking forward to that.
So give us an update on the football complex and what's going on there.
Well, so the athletic complex down at Withington Stadium, those upgrades are well underway. We are running a very, very tight timeline with the concession stand. We are hoping to have that open, or still are hoping to have that open for our first home football game here on the 17th of September. We had to wait on, I'm going to say this because they live in our backyard, Consumers Energy. They had to relocate a gas line that was there, and that took them a little longer than either they or us would like. But my understanding is they've been out and have that work just about wrapped up this week. So we'll get in, and you're going to see the footings go in for the main field house coming up here by the end of October, beginning of November. You'll see the steel building will arrive on site end of November, beginning of December, and then that'll go up. And that building will be up and running again by this time next year. So there's a lot going on down there. And before the season's done, if I don't have it on the 17th, I'm going to have it a week later. But we're working very hard to get that concession building up and running. And that'll offer, double the restroom facilities for Withington Stadium. It'll offer a much nicer spirit store, spirit wear, and then obviously that concessions experience.
And you've got new turf coming in.
We have new turf, but that's actually not going to come in until next year.
Right.
So when you look at the indoor athletic facility, there's an indoor turf. It goes along with that, and that same company makes the outdoor brand, and so the turf on the field had reached end of life. It technically ends out about the end of this year, and so we're ready to slate that one out and rotate in a new turf. The bonus is that the turf coming in will have match the field house. And then so that you'll get the same maintenance, the same pellets that you keep. You don't have to keep multiple systems on hand. And so for our purposes, longevity-wise, that'll create some efficiencies.
John, talk about County National Bank. You guys are involved not only with JPS, but schools all over the county.
That's the benefit to the community of having local ownership. I've said it before. I mean, we compete with each other, but you have locally owned other financial institutions, the credit unions, County National Bank. We all try to give back as much as we can. So, yeah, other schools and support everything we can.
That's your lifeblood. I mean, those kids will be your customers.
Customers and employees. We're always hiring. Go to the website if you are looking for a job. But, things are great. We all work here. We live here. Spend our money here and donate all we can here. So it's great. It is truly great for the community, and we try.
So, Jeff, you have teachers coming in. What, today?
Oh, yeah. No, we're back today. We got some professional development activities. Teachers will be in the room. I think there's a sixth-grade walkthrough out at Parkside tonight, so folks transitioning from the elementaries up to the middle school can come and walk through there. And of course, lots of construction continues at that location. And then
building.
Yeah, well, it's still coming along, so there's a lot of renovations there. As hot as it's going to be, we're upgrading our transformers so that potentially down the road we're able to look at maybe some air conditioning for that building, but that's still a couple years down the road. But we are thrilled to be able to have our teachers back in session. So they're back setting up their classrooms. They're excited to get back in the classroom, see the kids, and then children will return. We'll have students in classrooms on Wednesday for a half day.
And that's going to be it's going to be new for some of them.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. And all of our classrooms, you remember the bond, and we were super grateful for the support of the community. Much like John said, you know, that it is a community that really makes the school system. So we look at that construction process, and what you have is you have, you know, updated furniture for every student. You have got safe and secure entryway for every building, so there isn't a teacher, a student, or a building. There's not one forgotten place that we haven't, you know, paid attention to. And we're still doing some construction. You know, we still have our final two projects. Jackson High and Sharp Park will go out to bid this year, and we'll wrap up that 2018 bond about a year from now or a year and a half from now. So there's a ton going on, absolutely.
But it's been busy, hasn't it?
It has been busy, you know, with all of the different construction projects out there, but we're winding our way towards the end of that, and it does feel good to see, you know, the transformation, and I think that's great for our community, without a doubt.
Well, fingers crossed that we can get through this.
No, we're going to make our way. It truly is going very well. I couldn't be more pleased. You know, we've had a lot of local companies bid on our projects. We've got a lot of our own folks who are invested, who are putting in their time working on our projects. So we're very, very pleased with that. Parkside's coming along, and that construction's going to go on all year long. So to say that we're up and done, we are ready to roll for students. And then, again, like I said, you'll see that construction project finish out here this year.
What's the big upgrade there?
So we closed off all those breezeways and corridors. Remember, that building was built as a California school. You know that better than many.
I was there 4 years.
And so, you know, the idea that you could have all those doors early.
I knew where to hide out over there.
90 exterior doors and lots of them unlocked. I went to school there myself, and you just don't live in that world today. So all of those breezeways are being closed down. And I say closed down, they're being enclosed with hallways. But all of the classrooms got renovated. There's a brand new science wing. There's a brand new cafeteria, brand new media center. And then we moved the offices into the building. I remember, you know, when you and I went there, the offices were out in that administrative wing, and it kept the principals, if you will, separate from where our students and our teachers were at.
Yeah.
And that's not, again, not the world we live in. So we moved the principals into the building. Now, and so the offices are in the building, the administration's in the building. Gets them much closer to our staff and students. And then the old administrative offices, those are going to be renovated this year, and those will be large group instruction spaces. So think of it like an art walk. Think of it as a place where you can go, a collaboration space for when multiple classrooms want to get together. It will be an amazing thing. And then the music rooms are all getting a revamp too. Those were well loved, and so we're real thrilled to be able to upgrade and put some addition back into there.
Well, I'm a little older than you are, but do you remember George Kiesel?
Yes, I do.
Hollywood and Vine?
You bet. Hollywood and Vine has got a different look now, though. You
I'll
go
bet
in there,
it does.
It is absolutely gorgeous. We'll make sure you get you down there. You'll have a good time. We walk through there. It's really got more of a cafe experience in there. Very, very nice. Our kids are going to absolutely love it.
Have a good year.
Thank you very much. It is a great day to be a Viking. Everybody, come down, sign up. We're going to get you in.
John, thanks for coming out. And you're looking for employees?
Oh, we're always looking for employees. Right. We're growing, Greg. And the Ambassador Dinner is right around the corner, so if you'd like to donate to the Jackson High Ambassador Dinner, table or item,
there you
it's
go.
Never too early, Greg.
There's another plug.